The Southeast Regional Native Corporation will issue dividends to about 21,000 shareholders on or around December 6th. Payments range from $96 to $868, depending on the class of shareholder. Almost 90% of the larger dividends are funded by a pool of all regional native corporations' resource earnings. It's known as 7i money. Sea Alaska spokesman Todd Andiokwia says it's mainly from the Red Dog Mine, owned by the Kotzebue Areas Corporation.
NANA continues to be the bulk of the distribution. Historically, Sea Alaska was the major contributor to 7i revenue sharing throughout the state through our own resource development.
Shareholders who are also members of urban native corporations, such as Juno's Gold Belt, will receive $772. That's assuming they have 100 shares of stock, the most common number. Members of village corporations, such as Angoon's Kootsnuwu, will only get $96 directly. That's the part of the dividend funded by corporate earnings. But Sea Alaska will pay the rest to their local corporation, which can pass part or all of the money on to shareholders. Qualified descendants of original shareholders will get only $96, and enrolled elders will be paid an extra $100 or so. A little more than 5% of the larger dividends are paid out of corporate earnings, including investments. A slightly larger percentage comes from Sea Alaska's permanent fund. Its payments are based on a 5-year earnings average, and Iokwia says that's been held down by low returns from the Wall Street crash.
We have continued to feel the effects of 2008 through the last few years, but now that 2008 is rolling off of these averages into the future, as long as the markets remain stable or if they continue to improve, then we're optimistic that we'll see improvement there.
This December's distribution is about 10% more than 2011's and about 35% more than 2010's. But the previous 2 years were 37 and 26% more, respectively. December's payout totals about $13 million. Last April's came to $14 million. That means shareholders are getting a total of about $27 million this year. A little less than half of all shareholders live in Southeast. That means dividends are contributing about $13 million to the region's economy this year. Brian Holst of the Juneau Economic Development Council says it's significant, especially to villagers.
We know that the Alaska Permanent Fund dividend in some rural communities can be a very significant part of income. And in that sense, a Sea Alaska dividend can be similar to the Permanent Fund dividend, and it helps maintain a lifestyle in these small communities, which is very important for the sustainability of these places.
Holst ran the numbers and came up with several ways to explain the dividend's regional economic impact. He says the total equates to the annual income of nearly 300 average Southeast Alaskans, or a quarter of the region's mining wages, or around half of the value of seafood landed in Juneau. Holst says it's also about 7% of what tourists contribute.
We know that our cruise ship passengers spend about $200 per person when they visit Juneau. And so if we were to think of that infusion of the Sea Alaska dividend as though it were cruise ship passengers spent in the same way, that would be the equivalent of about 68,000 cruise ship passengers additional in our communities.
Juneau-based Sea Alaska pays dividends twice a year. Its businesses include timber, gravel, investment, plastics, government contracting, and environmental cleanup operations. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.